My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
For the rest of the night, all I heard was, "That's the white girl that slipped in the Henny and tore out Chandra's weave." Man, what's up, podcast lovers? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is a podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome, as well as a variety of what the fuck moments, lots of those. And if you're new here, you know what, thank you so much for stopping by, checking out my pod, appreciate you. Take a look at the titles of my past episodes and you'll see that we do have a lot of fun here. We cover topics as random as serial killers, paranormal stories, strange news stories, and more. You know what? Think of it as a YouTube channel that you can listen to. Come and join in on the silly. Now that we got that intro out of the way for our new listeners, let's go ahead and get on with the show. All right, fine. I don't know. My mouth was confused. So I'm applying for jobs right now, and it seems like everyone is hiring, but they are still picky as fuck as to who they hire, which, you know, I get it, you know. So anyways, I redid my resume for a sales associate job at a tool shop. That didn't sound right. I meant to say a hardware store. Fuck, a tool shop. Do people say that? Tool shop? Probably not. All right, so a hardware store. That's what I was applying for, as a sales associate job. And it's kind of like a Home Depot, but on a smaller scale. You know, anyway, so I put my application in, and I gotta tell you, I really hate when I apply somewhere and they ask me for my ethnicity. Like, why? You know, like, why do you need, why? Because sometimes I'm screwed before they even get to my job history. I mean, that's just how it is in this country and many others. You know, black folk, color folk don't always get, you know, piece of the pie. It is what it is. Anyways, also, online applications are the worst. They're the worst. I hate them so much. I do. Because I miss going in and asking someone for an application, and then they get a chance to meet you, and there's an interview and all that good stuff, you know? Because for me, I'm being, like, completely honest here, and I'm trying to be humble, but it's hard to. But for me, with my personality, getting a job when I was younger wasn't hard. It wasn't. It was easy. People met me, and they like my, you know, my you seem really nice. Customers are gonna love you. You're hired. You know what I mean? It was that for me. But now, my applications get lost in a sea of applications. And I know for a fact that if they had met me, I would be a shoo-in, you know? Anywho, long story short, I didn't get the job that I was too qualified to do, which is really annoying. Maybe I shouldn't have put that I have a BA. I don't know, man. It's like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? So it's just annoying. Also, I've started a prank war with my cousin Chris, and starting to regret it. He's diabolical, y'all. Legit, he is diabolical. He texts me photos of myself that he took outside through the window. And it was dark as hell for once, you know, for one outside, it was dark. So, you know, when your lights are on in your house or in your apartment and it's dark outside, you can't see out. It's just pitch black, but you can see in, you know what I'm saying? It was one of those situations, you know? And when I was living in Los Angeles, I needed to close the blinds before I went to bed. I had to. Actually, you know what? I'm lying. The moment it got dark, I closed the blinds because I'm terrified that someone's watching me. And it might be my true crime mind because, you know, I'm a true crime addict. You guys know it. It is what it is. But a lot of these stalker shows and murder shows and disappearing shows, you know, there's men staring at people through the window. So in the dark, it's creepy. Anyways, so I usually like to do that. But my mom, she likes the blinds to be open. It's creepy. I don't get why she does that. But it's her house. I do what is asked. Keep her blinds open. Yes, ma'am. But when we're all serial killed, I'm going to come back and we're going to be in the spirit realm. And we're like, hey, mom, I told you we should probably close the blinds. You know, knock on wood. Anyways. So anyways, he takes photos of me outside through the window. And like I said, it was dark as hell. So of course, when I looked at the photos, I snapped my neck up and looked toward the window. And out, because I was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. Because I recognized where the pictures were being taken from. You know? So he comes into the house laughing. Like he could barely breathe, like laughing hard. You know what I'm saying? So, pee silly listeners, I tell you this because I need your help. I need some awesome ass prank ideas. Like, out of the box kind of shit, you know? Send them in to the Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. Send them in to, if you want to, the podcast Instagram or the Twitter at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. Help me fuck his life up. Help me. I need your help. I can win this war. I can. And I'll be posting the videos of me pranking him on TikTok when I finally do it. It's really hard to plan this kind of shit. You know what I mean? Unless you guys have some ideas. So follow me there on TikTok at Amber Smiles Jones. And we'll, you know, just thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for your help ahead of time. This is a war that I've started and you are all now a part of it. So appreciate that. You're the army. You're my army. Thank you. And I appreciate my non-skippers who stuck with me during all of that unimportant bullshit that you don't give a shit about. So last week, we talked about some hilarious and weird news stories. And I gotta say, my favorite one was about the 90-year-old man who punched a guy in the face twice. It was epic. It was so amazing. So we may also, I'm going to go ahead and admit this. We may have also discussed another masturbation story too, but that's neither here nor there. Don't worry about that. It is what it is. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's okay. Like I said, you know, if you're new here, we discuss a lot of random ass shit. Welcome, welcome. So if you haven't already, go ahead and check out that episode and subscribe to this podcast. Because you don't want to miss these random episodes that I post every Friday. You never know what it's going to be about. It might be about a serial killer. It might be about a bizarre sex fetish. I don't know. We'll see. Now today, I'm still feeling the what the fuck moments. I'm still feeling that. I'm feeling what the fuck, you know? But we're gonna take it up a notch. How about more drunken what the fuck moments? That's right. You know, if you've been here for a while, you know, then you know I did an episode back in April, drunken what the fuck moments, and I thought to myself, why not more? Why not more? More drunken what the fuck moments. It just seems right, you know? But before we get into these into more drunken what the fuck moments, I want to remind you guys, if you have any of your own interesting experiences for the pod, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. That my email's down in the show notes. It's on my on the pod Facebook group. It's on my Instagram, my Twitter. It's all there. You can just click it, or you can go ahead and copy and paste that bitch, whatever you want to do, because we talk about a variety of topics here. So, and there's a good chance that your experience or your story could inspire an entire episode. You know, it can be scary, funny, creepy, whatever, embarrassing. Maybe you found an abandoned building and you went inside and you saw an old Pepsi vending machine and you opened it and you found all the money that was left behind. I don't know. It can be anything. I want to hear them. Yes, do it. Send it in. My email, once again, is down in the show below, in the show notes below, and also available on all of the podcast social medias. So, also, guys, before we get started, show your support for this podcast. Yeah, and the hard work that I put into it. Yeah, you know how you can do that? It's so easy. Oh, it's so easy. Let me tell you. Okay, so you leave a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. This is extremely helpful for the podcast. Extremely helpful. You know, helps the podcast grow and earn new listeners, which I would fucking love. You guys know that shit is fucking titties. I would love to have more P-Silly listeners. That'd be amazing. Speaking of which, guys, we have new reviews, and I'll share those towards the end of the podcast. So, after this message here, we're going to go ahead and get into these drunken what-the-fuck moments. I'm so excited to share them with you. Oh, man. And I'm sure that many of you have your own drunken what-the-fuck moments, and if you do, send them in. To share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there. That Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye anxiety, and hello sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, S-M-I-L-E-S, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global! I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today.
Hello, come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
My name is Willie. I'm the original Cooking Mama World Champion, and even though I've had close to 5,000 different brews, I always keep hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger. I'm the inaugural Tetris DS World Record Setter, and you can usually hear me eye roll at Willie's introductions.
Every week, we review a beverage, we talk about a game we've played, we recommend something like a podcast, and we assign points for real-life experience.
Come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
Found wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
Oh, we're back. Oh, hello. Hey there. Okay, so you know that thing that podcasters do. Oh, surprise. I'm recording. I didn't know. Okay, so let's get to these drunken stories. And okay, as you all know, or at least as I feel, there is nothing like someone else's drunken experience. I don't know what it is, but they are the best stories ever told. Some are dramatic, some are hilarious, and some are just gross. But there's a plethora of drunken stories. And I certainly have a few of my own, as I'm sure many of you do as well. And if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance you're already drunk or at least thinking about it. I don't know. You have to be if you're listening to this podcast because it's weird. Anywho, let's talk drunk. Okay. All right. So I have an idea. All right. Let's try something new. Let's give these stories drunken points. DP, drunken points. All right. Whoever has the most DPs will be our drunken what the fuck winner in today's episode. DP bitches. So I'm talking about the people that are the stories that I'm telling. Now, if you disagree with what I decide, with who I decide is the drunken what the fuck winner at the end of this, let me know who you think should have won in the podcast Facebook group, the Professionally Silly Podcast Facebook group. Let me know. All right. All right. So let's go ahead and get to our first story here. Okay. We're going to go with story number one. And thank you, boredpanda.com, as always, for making my life moments less boring. I honestly wish that I could grab a drink with boredpanda.com. If boredpanda.com was a person, I think we would have a great time. Just lovely experiences. Okay, so I probably should have kept that to myself. All right, so this is coming from @StacyStuber via Twitter, which is via boredpanda.com, and Stacy shares this. Talked a sober friend into driving us home, but my keys would not unlock the car door. Called a locksmith and sat on the hood of the car behind us and waited. The locksmith pulled up and lit up the car. Turns out that wasn't my car, and we were actually sitting on my hood. Hashtag drunk story. So apparently Jimmy Fallon, a while back, I think it was back in 2018, asked a lot of people to tweet him or the show their drunken moments. So that's where the hashtag my drunk story comes in. But it's just fun to just go ahead and read those on your own if you would like to. All right. Now, let me tell you this. I am certainly glad that she was able to talk a sober friend into driving them home. She gets smart points for that, but smart points don't count in this podcast. DP, bitches, drunk points only. But I gotta say, calling the locksmith to unlock a car that doesn't belong to you and then sitting on your own car whilst you wait is definitely a drunken point. That's a DP as fuck. It is what it is. Okay, so we're at one here. But also, what if the hood of the car behind hers wasn't her car? Like, what if she actually sat on the hood of someone else's car while she was waiting for the locksmith? What if this whole story was backwards? That's a DP too, damn it. Okay. That's a DP as well. I'm just being honest with you. So she's got two DP points right now. Two drunk points. All right. Now, I don't know what she meant by the locksmith pulled up and lit up the car. I'm thinking that she meant when he pulled up, he used his headlights to see the car, you know, and that's when she realized it wasn't her car. That's what I'm assuming. But let me ask you this. Can you imagine if the owner of that car, okay, they were essentially going to break into, came outside? Can you imagine that? Now, that probably would have been a dramatic moment. Like, what would you have done if you came across this scenario with your car? Some drunk chick and a locksmith trying to open your car up, you know? I don't think I would have been too thrilled, but I definitely would have laughed about it later, and I would have told that story till the day that I died to everyone that I ever met. That's what I would have done, because it makes a great story, you know? Well, Stacy comes in with two drunken points, but let's go ahead and check out this next story here. So this lovely story comes from scoopwhoop.com. And they have great stories and topics on that site, so go check them out. You know, let's see how many DPs, drunken points, this guy gets. Let's see here. He shared a story here online, and it says here, spent the day on a pontoon boat on a lake drinking and smoking weed. Oh, this is already at a very wonderful start. Cross-fading. That's good. That might be a point. Then we went for dinner at the lodge where we were staying. After dinner, there was more drinking and a stripper. Wow. Okay. This story just got awesome. Okay. I then proceed to tell her that someone at the party slapped the stripper's ass while she was giving another guy a lap dance. She freaked out and grabs a beer bottle out of the hand of the guy she was giving the lap dance to and is about to hit the guy that slapped her ass in the head with it. This is... Wow, okay. This just got physical. In a bad way. All right, goes on to say, someone grabs the beer bottle out of her hand and she is talked down and calms down. Crisis averted, and we all continue on the night and have a good time. Fast forward a few weeks, and my wife and I are having dinner with my best friend and his fiance. My wife starts talking about what happened there, and my best friend looks at me and yells, "It was you!" Apparently, I was so drunk and stoned that I didn't realize that it was me that did this, but remembered that it happened. First of all, his friend is an asshole. Because clearly, either A, I'm telling this story, you know, in a way that says that it wasn't me because I don't want my wife to know that this happened. Or B, I really did not remember this. And still, I don't want my wife to know that this has happened. And his friend was like, "It was you." Like, he totally just ratted his buddy out. Best friend by ass. Okay, first off, all right, whoever this is had a great time. All right, they had booze, weed, a beautiful lake view, dinner at the lodge, a stripper. Yeah. Also, what the fuck is a pontoon boat? I'm going to have to look that up. I've never heard of that. Okay, let me Google it. Right quick, because I'm curious. Like, I know what a boat is, but clearly, but I don't know. Oh, okay, so I found it. It's a pretty cool looking boat, and I'll add a photo of it on the podcast IG for this episode at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. Now, with pontoon boats, apparently, they are like flat looking boats with like awnings that cover half of it, and they have pretty roomy looking seating spaces, looks like. It looks like a living room on a boat, almost. Well, a lot of these, I guess the nicer ones. But they probably have, like, different types of pontoon boats. But most of the photos look the way that I described them. They're not... Yeah. Anyways. So, what people need to... We're moving on, by the way, from the pontoon boats. Google it. So, what people need to understand, okay, you can't do whatever you want to a stripper. You just... I'm sorry. You can't. They are strippers, naked dancers. They aren't hookers. You can't, you know, just because you give them money doesn't mean they belong to you. You didn't rent them. I mean, you rent their movements, but that's it. Okay, it's as far as it goes. So you have to ask them for consent before you smack their asses, even if you're receiving a lap dance. You know, they're still people. Jeez, you know, come on, humans. But a drunken point is earned here, for sure. Otherwise, you know, don't be surprised if she completely hulks out on your ass and tries to slam a beer bottle across your face because you slapped her ass without her consent. She might do that. You don't know, like, her rage issues. You don't know what's going on in her life. That might be the triggering moment where she fucking murders you. Don't do it. Don't do it. And it's crazy that the party continues after all of that. Like, talk about a mood killer. I feel like after the stripper grabs a bottle and threatens to bash a beer bottle into somebody's head, the mood's a little off. I mean, it's just a little off, you know? Okay, so here's when another DP is earned, because he must have told his wife the story if she's the one sharing the story, so she's aware that this happened. She's aware that this happened. But, you know, but also, some married couples share everything in general, but I don't know the dynamics of this couple's particular relationship. He probably didn't mention to his wife that it was him, because he honestly didn't fucking remember it. So I'm wondering if he still would have told her that story if he remembered he was a part of it. I don't know, you know, but drunken point for him, drunken point for forgetting that it was him that slapped the stripper's ass and was almost beheaded by a beer bottle. That's a drunken point right there. That's two, actually. That's two, because he cross-faded earlier, so. He cross-faded earlier. I feel like I should give him another DP, because he's probably told this story for years and never realized that it was him. There's no way he didn't. I bet he shared that story while he was drunk. There's no way that he didn't. It's a great drunken story. And it's the kind of story that comes up when you're drinking. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, although dude has, I'm giving him, we're going to give him three drunken points here. So he's in the lead thus far. Good for you, man. Good for you. I'm sure this is the moment in your life that you're the most proud of, even though you don't know that we're talking about you in this podcast right now, whoever you are. Wow. Okay, BuzzFeed.com. I see you're joining in here to bring smiles to our faces. Thank you. A special thanks to Mommy Zombie for sharing this gem. It's great. I cannot. Okay, so she this is good to hear. She shares, "I was drunk dancing at the club after too much alizé when I slipped on a spilled drink and took out four women and one woman's weave." I love it. Okay, the rest of the night, I just pictured that. The rest of the night, all I heard was, "That's that white girl that slipped in the Henny and tore out Chandra's weave." First drunken point goes towards the drunk dancing at the club. Okay. That's where it goes. That's the first point. We've all done it at some point in our lives. All right. Drunk dancing is just, it's part of it. Second DP is because she drank alizé and that shit is trash. Okay. Look, it is. It's something you drink in your early 20s or something. It's trash. But it's a fruit. For those of you who don't know, alizé is a fruit juice and vodka-based blended drink, you know? And it's cheap and will fuck you up. It will fuck you up. It's like drinking Boone's Farm, but fancier. I don't know, dude. It's not that great. alizé got really popular because it was seen in, like, multiple music videos and was used in many hip-hop and R&B lyrics, not to mention it was in movies and TV shows. It got around. Now, while I was, you know, looking up some stuff for this podcast, I got curious, like, when did alizé become a thing? Apparently, it came out in 1986. I didn't realize it was that old. Honestly, I thought it came out, like, in the early 2000s, but that's just kind of when it was the most popular, in the 90s and in the early 2000s. Anyways, third drunken point, okay, third DP, is for slipping on a drink that someone else spilled and then taking out four other human beings on your way down. That, and of course, you know, ripping off Chandra's weave earns her a fourth DP. So, you know damn well Chandra wanted to fight her. There's no way she didn't. You have any idea how embarrassing it is for someone to pull off your hair especially when it doesn't belong to you, that is embarrassing. And, like, you just want to beat ass so you look better than you did before some bitch ripped your hair out. Like, I don't know. It's embarrassing, you know? Some folks get in a fight if you step on their shoe. Imagine if you pull their hair out. Like, it's getting... Good luck. Shit. Oh, my God. So, just listen. Mommy Zombie, you're lucky to be alive. I'm glad that you're still with us. Okay? You just might be our drunken point winner, I gotta say. Because you're coming in at first right now, in first place with 4 DPs. Okay, good job, Mommy Zombie. I'm proud. I'm proud of you. PizzaBottle.com steps in with a drunken what the fuck moment. They're ready to go ahead and get in the fight here. And I gotta say, this one is crazy and also stupid. Okay, H Dub via Twitter shared that, which by the way made its way to PizzaBottle.com, their tweet. But H-Dub shares, this is, okay, it says here, I stepped outside of the bar to smoke. I realized I had to pee in the worst way, but I had half a cig left. Decided to squat between 2 cop cars for privacy. Shout out to the San Diego policeman who let me finish up before they cuffed me. Which, I mean, of course they didn't let you finish. They didn't want to touch your dick. Or if you were a woman, they certainly didn't want to touch you with your pants down. Jesus. Okay, first of all, DP number one. Okay, not just simply going back inside to pee. That doesn't make any sense. Just go inside to pee. Or holding it to finish the cigarette. You know, that one was a given. You're going to get a DP for that. All right. I probably would have, like, if I smoked, I mean, I do this, or I've done this with, like, Black and Milds. I think it works for cigarettes, too, because if I don't smoke an entire Black and Mild, then I put it out, and then I'll finish it later. You could have done that, I think, right? Cigarette smokers, let me know. I don't know. But definitely a DP for not doing something that was more logical. But you were drunk, but that's why these are drunken points, okay? All right, so also something about... this is going to sound so fucking weird, but there is something about peeing when you are fucked up. It is the fucking best feeling. It feels like you just released every bad feeling you've ever had. Like your bladder was touched by an angel. I don't know, nigga. Like, I don't know. I mean, you feel lighter, which is just... You know, which is, you know, great because now you've made more room for more booze. It's just the best. It's the best feeling. There's a quote there. It feels like your bladder was touched by an angel. Why would I say that? Okay. So another drunken point goes to this person because of where they decided to pee. And I look, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm guessing... between 2 cop cars isn't the best place to relieve yourself. Clearly, this person was arrested. But props to the cops for letting her finish. And I'm assuming it's a woman because she said she squatted to pee. And most men don't do that because, you know, penises. And why I felt the need to explain that to you, I don't know. But H-Dub... coming in with 2 DPs, all right, 2 drunken points, tying with Stacy, who called a locksmith for the wrong car. So that's lovely. This is insane. I am loving this. Oh my goodness. I'm kind of sad that it's over. Okay, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't fucking touch Sandra's weave. Don't do it. Also, you are not alone when it comes to having drunken, embarrassing moments. Like, I think we've all at one point of our lives, whether it be our young adult lives, our youthful years now, Maybe we're in our golden years getting fucked up. I don't know. But we all have our little stories. So, you know, your stories don't define you, man. They just make you more interesting. That's, you know, professionally silly life rules, people. Our drunken point winner is that white girl that slipped in Henny and tore off Chandra's weave. That's going to be our drunken point winner. Congratulations, Mommy Zombie. You don't win a prize, but your embarrassing drunken what the fuck moment will live forever in this podcast. Congratulations. That's good for you. Good for you. That white girl that slipped in the Henny and tore out Chandra's weave. What a... That's her nickname. That's a long one. Okay, so check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. We like to have fun there. We have a blast in there. So much fun. And if you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And it can literally be about anything as long as it's interesting. And there's a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic. So send them in. All right. Now, someone DM'd me not too long ago on Instagram and they said they sent me a story, but I can't find it. The ones that I've gotten so far, I've already done them, but make sure that you send them to the right email. My email is down in the show notes on the in the show notes and on the podcast IG and Twitter page at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROPROSII. Wait, I can't spell silly. SILLY. Jesus Christ. I'm so glad all that's down below in the show notes. Wow, brain fart happened really hard there. But yeah, I'm ready for you, love. Send it in. Send it in. And my email is down there in the show notes as well. So, guys, I decided to go ahead and do a fun national day. I like to do that at the end of the podcast because it's just kind of interesting. You know what I mean? So today is November 11th, which is National Sundae Day. So if you're an ice cream lover like myself, this is a glorious day. It's celebrated across the country, and I had no idea that this day was even a thing, and I'm so glad that it is, because any excuse to eat ice cream is a good excuse, if you ask me, because ice cream sundaes are usually, for those of you who aren't aware, which would be weird as hell if you aren't, but ice cream sundaes are two scoops of ice cream topped with syrup or sauce. It could be like a chocolate sauce, strawberry, caramel, whatever, you know. And don't forget the whipped cream, baby. Oh my God, don't forget the whipped cream. And the toppings. The toppings are endless. Maraschino cherries. Did I say that right? Maraschino? I never know how to say it. Maraschino cherries. Chocolate bars, candy, cookies, sprinkles, and more. The toppings are endless. I love it. Oh my God, if I don't get ice cream today, I'm going to lose my mind. Jesus. Okay, let's go on to more about National Sundae Day. So some say that the first ice cream sundae was in Ithaca, New York in 1892. Platt and Cult Pharmacy is apparently one of the questionable birthplaces for the ice cream sundae. Now, Reverend John Scott stopped by and ordered a bowl of ice cream. So Chester Platt, as the owner of the joint, started on Reverend Scott's order, but Chester didn't stop at two vanilla scoops. Nope, he added red cherry syrup and candied cherries to it, and it was served on a sundae, hence, you know, the name sundae. All right. Now, others say that it was in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, in 1881, and there was an 18-year-old young man named Druggist Edward Berners, it's a weird name, unfortunate first and last name, Druggist, and it's spelled D-R-U-G-G-I-S-T, and his last name was Berners, B-E-R-N-E-R-S, so Druggist Berners, just interesting. Anyways, he would not have survived being a kid with that name in today's world. They would have eaten him alive with that name. Jesus. All right. So anyways, they say Druggist had a customer who ordered an ice cream soda on a sundae, but ordinances at the time said that they couldn't sell ice cream sodas on the Sabbath. Now, I'm not Jewish, so I don't really know about the Sabbath or why soda wasn't allowed to be sold that day, but druggists decided to serve the ice cream without the soda, and he topped it off with some chocolate syrup, and because it happened also to be on a Sunday, and, you know, that's what they called it, a Sunday. Now, I'm going to say that it was Wisconsin, since New York, like, the act that, like, they invented every goddamn thing. Shout out to Wisconsin for the Sunday. Yeah. Plus, they're the cheese state. You know, it just feels natural that they should be the ones that invented the Sunday. I don't know. Dairy. All right. So, I don't know why they spelled Sunday differently than they do the actual day, but I also don't give a fuck, so we didn't get into that. So go get yourself an ice cream sundae with some friends, go to your local ice cream shop, or do it yourself at home. You know, share a photo of your ice cream sundae on social media using hashtag National Sunday Day. Thank you, nationaldaycalendar.com, for the info, and make sure you guys check out the website and see what else is used to, what other days that they use to celebrate, which is very interesting because every day is known as something, actually several things. One day is International Day for something else and National Day for something else. It's really interesting. Thank you guys so much for listening to this interesting drunken what the fuck podcast moments, or drunken moments, excuse me. It was a great episode, and thank you so much for joining me if this is your first time, and if you've been coming back every week, I appreciate you for coming back. I really do. I'm glad you guys are here. You know, I hope that that my newbies decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. So please support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, you know, if you've got that. Share this podcast with a friend because they should enjoy themselves too. Share this silly with as many people as you can, you know, and also let them know that this podcast is available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms. And just so you guys know, leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts would really help this podcast grow. So, by the way, speaking of growing, remember I mentioned earlier that I have some new reviews. And we got a new one. We got one from Apple Podcasts and one from podchaser.com that I didn't even know existed until today. Like, I knew Podchaser was a thing, but I didn't know that someone had left me a review on it. That's kind of cool. I'm late as fuck to seeing it, but I'm still excited to see it and to share it. So also, guys, if you left a review somewhere and I haven't mentioned it, I probably don't know about it. So let me know via email or on the social medias for the podcast. And, you know, I have no problem sharing your review. Do that. I would love it. Plus, it makes me feel good. It means that you're enjoying what I'm doing here and you're taking the time to let me know and to let others know. And I really, really appreciate that. Because everything is in the show notes, once again, of every episode, my social medias and all that good stuff, so you can reach out to me there. So anyway, let's take a look at these reviews. The first one is coming from Apple Podcasts, and it's entitled Awesomeness. I mean, that's perfect. They didn't even have to say any more. That's fantastic. This is coming from Angela 2019. Angela says, Amber never disappoints, the absolute definition of awesomeness. Ugh, I love it. I love it. What I need to have happened is that they need to put my face, a photo of my face, in the dictionary next to the word awesomeness. That's what needs to happen. Angela, can you handle that? Get that going. All right, so our other review is on podchaser.com, and this is coming from Grand Rapidians, which they are an amazing podcast. They talk about video games. They talk about booze and other wonderful things. So make sure you guys go ahead and check them out. Actually, I played their commercial or their trailer promo, whatever you want to call it, for their show earlier in this episode. So go ahead and check that out. But Grand Rapidian says, great host on many topics. She makes everything funny. Love this show. Well, Grand Rapidians, I love you too. Oh, and guys, guess what? Now, this is just completely, like, coincidental, I promise you, but I should be recording a podcast episode with Grand Rapidian's very soon. I'm really excited about that. So make sure you guys subscribe to their podcast and subscribe to mine here, and we're going to have a good time. So check out the show notes for more bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and 2 YouTube channels, the Professionally Silly channel and the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. And that is a channel where I put my black card on the line and I explore haunted locations and do paranormal investigations to see if a place is truly haunted. So links in the to the latest videos that I've done on my YouTube channels are going to be also in the show notes. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me anything you want at all, and I'll open it right here on the air and post a video of the unboxing on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Okay, once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and take some of it with you, and spend it with me every Friday here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.